Well, as you may have heard, a heritage law aimed at preventing another Juukan Gorge disaster has passed WA Parliament. The Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Bill 2021 was passed by WA's upper house last night. And to talk more on this, Clayton Lewis from the Aboriginal Heritage Action Alliance joins us now. Kaya, hello, Clayton.
G'day, brother. How you going?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, now, tell us what makes this different from the previous Heritage Bill?
Oh, they're probably much the same animal. Back in the day, the Heritage Alliance, we formed in 2015 to get the antiquated 1972 legislation rewritten. Jump to last year, we saw the new bill, the new legislation drafted under Ben Wyatt, and just last night we saw that passed. So basically we see the new legislation as much the same animal, just with different spots. A couple of glaring issues that are still a problem is that the minister still has the right to say yay or nay on the destruction of a site in the end. Also, there's no veto. Aboriginal people aren't able to say no to mining. And on top of that as well is where miners or resource companies can appeal a decision, Aboriginal people are denied that right of appeal with the state of tribunal. So we think it's racist, and it's just a continuation of ongoing access to country and extraction of resources.
Yeah, and this is The Drive with me, Jeff Michael, here at Noongar Radio. I'm talking to Clayton Lewis from the Aboriginal Heritage Action Alliance. Now, Clayton, what do you think should have been in this new bill?
Oh, look, there's probably a whole range of things, but certainly those three things that I outlined are a problem, the major problem. It's very convoluted. There's lots of bits and pieces. We believe the Northern Territory cultural heritage legislation is the leading state cultural heritage legislation in Australia. We would have hoped that something along those lines, along what that package is, would have been taken on board. We saw the recent Juukan inquiry, which outlined a number of things, and they're certainly not in the WA heritage legislation passed last night. So there's a whole range of things, and I suppose when people and companies and the wider public start working with them, we'll see a lot of the same old issues, and people will get a better understanding of how to work with this new legislation.
Yeah, okay. And finally there, Clayton, how do you see the bill playing out in the future? How do you think it will go?
Oh, it's pretty hard to predict, but as I said, it's we think it's much of the same. Hopefully places like Juukan Gorge and other heritage places from the north to the south to the east don't get destroyed. We think it's racist. We also think it's against Aboriginal human rights. We've also placed a complaint in with the United Nations. So the West Australian government are on notice, and not only will Aboriginal people, but the wider community look at them. We have a lot of supporters. They'll have to contend and speak to a United Nations complaint, and also growing concern around the country that they're way out of touch and should be treating Aboriginal people better.
Yeah. Okay, Clayton, thank you very much for joining us today here on Noongar Radio, letting us know about what's been happening there with the Cultural Heritage Bill.
No worries, thank you.
Okay, bye for now. And there you go, that's Clayton Lewis joining us on the phone there from the Aboriginal Heritage Action Alliance, speaking about how the Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Bill 2021 was passed by WA's upper house last night.